Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Don't forget, we're in the middle of the series on New Year resolutions. And if you subscribe this week, make a note if you want to. Go ahead and put in the comment section. Just say, please send me the previous parts of this series, because if you subscribe this week, you're about one or two behind, and we'll send you the others too, and you'll have all of them together. So go ahead and do that at jbsba.com. And don't forget all the other things you can do there, like find out about our guest this half hour. John Miller has a regular place on our Brain Trust list. That's right. He even has an archive to back it up. John's the author of QBQ, The Question Behind the Question. That's also the name of his organization. And he talks to people about personal accountability. And I'm glad he does that, because I think that's a very important thing that we need to be talking about in our world today. John Miller, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. And you know, I told you we actually have a folder on you, but you're even well represented on our website.
Well, fantastic.
How about that?
I appreciate you helping us spread the word on accountability.
Well, it's a very important thing, John, because to me, we can't have the 21st century without personal accountability. What do you think?
Well, that's a grand statement, a great way of putting it. I think life is just better when we stop the blaming, don't you?
There's no question about it. And I don't want to bring politics into this except to say that in the next half hour, I'm going to be talking about President Bush's inaugural speech.
Hmm.
And I don't know if you heard what he said or if you read what he said, but it was completely filled with references to personal and national accountability.
Well, certainly when he talks about the ownership society,
absolutely,
he's talking about people taking ownership for their lives and being mm-hmm. accountable and not relying so much on the government.
Well, and that's exactly right. And on a national level, he talked about, and a global level, he talked about the United States taking accountability for the blessings that we have, being accountable for the blessings we have, and helping others to do that. But on the basis of our own lives, John, what do we need to know about personal accountability?
That it can be practiced. I don't think we're born accountable. You know, we're born crying and whining for our own needs, and if we're not careful, we're suddenly 30 years old or 50 years old, and we're still crying and whining. And the QBQ is all about turning around some bad questions like, why don't others do their jobs, and when will I get a break, and who made the mistake? Those are lousy questions. And the question behind the question, QBQ, is all about asking, what can I do to contribute? How can I make a difference today? And the minute I ask those better questions, Jim, I am practicing personal accountability. And so my main message around accountability is it's a good thing and it can be done.
In my 20s, which was a long time ago, I started noticing things about some people. I noticed that they were at 30, they were making the same mistakes that they made at 20. Or at 50, they were making the same mistakes that they made at 30.
That would be called not learning.
That's right. And these are people who aren't asking the question behind the question. And they're doing what you said. They're still whining. It's always somebody else's fault. Somebody's got a better advantage than me or whatever. And because they weren't capable of turning the questions on themselves, they never, ever got any better.
I would agree with that in general, you bet. I would also say, though, the author of QBQ, which would be John Miller, that's me, you know, I need this material. I think I've accomplished some pretty good goals in life, but being ever so human, Jim, there are days when the ball does get dropped and I want to say, who dropped that ball? And there's days when my emotional needs aren't met and I play victim or a sale falls through and I ask, why is this happening to me? So even the 46-and-a-half-year-old author here of QBQ still needs to stay on top of his own thinking, because if he doesn't, he can blame and he can whine and he can play victim. So the QBQ keeps me today continually practicing accountability whenever I use it, and it helps me be a better person.
Well, you know, to me, I think it's okay to do a little bit of that self stuff there that you were just talking about, as long as we kind of do it in, to ourselves without, you know, without blurting it out to the world. And the reason I say that is because sometimes it seems to me, John, you're the QBQ expert, but it seems to me that sometimes what we're doing is we're trying to find out where we're stuck. We're trying to find out what's wrong. And sometimes it is somebody else. You know, why aren't people doing their job today? And turns out they are doing their job.
Well, certainly. We have to make sure that when we learn the QBQ, that we don't say every question that begins with why, when, or who for the rest of my life is wrong. What we have to look at is the purpose of the question. If the purpose of the question is to pin the blame on others or to say, I can't accomplish my goals until others get their act together, or if our purpose is to make excuses, if our purpose is to be victims so we can have a pity party, none of that is good. If our objective is maybe to seek information to learn more about what others are doing or not doing, that might be just fine. But more often than not, Jim, our intention is not healthy, and it's all about blaming, whining, and putting stuff off.
Well, one thing I know for sure, John, you can't be successful as a small business owner if you can't learn how to identify where the real problems are, and if they're your problems, if you can't fix those problems. Because you are, there is no place that I know of where the buck stops more or quicker than on a small business owner.
Well, you're not kidding. I run a small business, and I've been self-employed since 86. And, you know, if there's no revenue coming in, guess whose fault is that?
That's right.
It's not my wife's. It's not the market's. It's not my customers. It's because John Miller got off mission and off message and isn't taking the right actions.
A friend of mine once said, you eat what you kill. And some people think that's crude, but you know what? If it's the marketplace can be a crude place sometimes.
Sometimes you are what you eat. That's another story.
That's right. Yeah, we'll have to do another show on that one, John. Okay, so how do we start the process? I got 30 seconds before we go to a break. Help us start this process.
Well, the process is to first listen to ourselves. What kind of questions am I asking today? Do they begin with why, like why is this happening to me? Do they begin with when, like when will others do their job? Do they begin with who and sound like who made the mistake? If you're asking whys and whens and whos, you're probably at that moment not practicing accountability. And we can talk about how to do it whenever you'd like to after the break or right now.
All right. Yeah, let's take a quick break, folks. We're going to be right back with our new friend, or actually our good friend, John Miller. He's been with us before, the author of QBQ, The Question Behind the Question, and we will be right back.
This old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a good visit with our good friend John Miller, John G. Miller, the author of QBQ, The Question Behind the Question. John, we desperately need to know your website, please.
My website is QBQ.com. It's so simple it confuses people, I think. QBQ.com.
All right. What do we find when we get there?
Oh, we'll find all kinds of things that you can do to spread the word on accountability. We have QBQ Quick Notes, which are stories of accountability I write. We have 14,000 subscribers, and I send them out when I feel like writing a new one. And if you subscribe today, you'll get the back issues. And we have QBQ e-cards. You can send somebody an e-card and congratulate them on practicing accountability today. We have the panic button, which is content from the book that you can put on your desktop and click on it during the day and get a really great idea to use to help you reach your goals and to reduce your own stress. So there's lots of fun things to do.
And the book QBQ is available wherever books are sold?
Oh, yeah, hardcover now, retail stores everywhere, Amazon.com, and, of course, we have it at the website, QBQ.com.
Right. John, You were talking about the interrogatives, who, what, when, where, how, and why, and all that, and asking those questions. You said if you're asking a lot of those kinds of questions, maybe you're not being accountable. But the only thing that it seems to me that the real issue, and I'm not trying to redefine your plan here, but it seems to me that the real issue is what you do with that answer. For example, let's say that you and I are in business, and you're not performing the way I think you ought to perform. And we're doing business together. And I say, why isn't John doing his job? Well, if the only conclusion I can ever come up with is that you're not responsible, you're not reliable, you're lazy or whatever, then that seems to be a problem. But if in that question, in trying to seek the answer to that question, I also allow for the prospect that I'm not communicating properly with you, you really don't like me because I'm a jerk or whatever it might be. Maybe I'm not performing and you're responding to me. Isn't it really more than asking the question how you try to find the answer?
Well, and it's a great example. Instead of asking why is Harry, such a bum, maybe we should be asking what can I do to understand what's going on in Harry's life?
Right.
How can I be a better servant for Harry? What can I do to create more effective dialogue with my partner and then go have that conversation?
What about this one? What if it's me?
What about that question?
What if it's me? What if I'm the cause of this problem?
Well, we already knew that, Jim.
but is there anything wrong with that question?
Which question would be the wrong question there? I'm sorry.
Well, what if I say, if you're not performing, and shouldn't I say, what if I'm the reason for this?
Sure. The whole purpose of QBQ is to practice accountability. Part of accountability is to not whine and gripe about others behind their backs. It's about talking to people directly. And if we say to them, hey, Harry, what can I do to be a better partner? Harry might give us some great ideas, and we might have some cathartic conversation. We might have now some good dialogue. And, yes, you're right, I could be the problem, but I don't know I'm the problem. And if I keep going home to my wife and complaining about my partner, I'm probably never going to grow. So, again, part of accountability is having open, direct, one-on-one conversations with people and being humble enough to be ready to receive their input. And that's not always easy, but that's how we grow.
Yeah, humble is not easy, always easy to come by, except for me, John. But the thing is, John, is that what if it really is them and not me? What if I am doing what I'm supposed to be doing, but it really is them?
I don't mean to make light of this, but in the book we teach that my favorite meeting theme is believe or leave. And I'd love to have that on the wall of more meetings where I go out and keynote for corporations, because that's what it's all about. Either you believe in this relationship, you believe in this institution, or maybe you need to leave. Now, I'm not saying that within a moment's time you can disintegrate a financial partnership with another person, but either we're going to stick around and make a difference and be positive and ask good questions, or maybe we have to look hard at the relationship and say, you know what, this was a bad choice. We all make mistakes. I've made one. Time for me to undo what I've done and go off and do something else.
One of the best things that ever happened to me was when I was with Xerox, they taught me how to do something they call self-analysis.
Uh-huh.
And that made me a better salesperson.
Sure.
And I still use it every day.
Well, that's what QBQ is really all about. Instead of complaining about others, asking, how can I improve me today? How can I seek discomfort today? What can I do to stretch myself today? How can I be a better person today? The number one takeaway, Jim, from the QBQ book I find, and I get emails at the website all the time from readers, is they say, you know what, I first thought the book was for my wife, my boss, my colleagues. but then halfway through it, I realized this book was for me, and today's the day I'm going to look hard at myself.
Mm-hmm. Scott Peck, M. Scott Peck, the guy who wrote The Road Less Traveled, said that there are two kinds of people in the world, basically, that he's treated in his career. He said they're neurotics and character disorder people. Neurotics take responsibility. Character disorder people never do.
Well, those are fancy words, but I'm sure he's right.
Mm-hmm.
The question is for John Miller. As a father to seven, a husband of 25 years, a professional, can I recognize my mistakes? Can I say those 2.5 magic words, I'm sorry? Can I look in the mirror and be a better person? And QBQ helps me do that, Jim.
And it'll help you be a better small business owner, too, folks, if we'll all do that. QBQ is the book. The author is John Miller. QBQ.com is the website. John, thanks for being here. Come back another day.
Jim, thank you for having me.
We'll see you. Quick break. We're rocking in the USA. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.